Rosestad het 'n gedragskode geteken wat deur die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika bekragtig is. Onder hierdie kode verbind ons ons tot die weergee van akkurate nuus, billike kommentaar en programme wat nie aanstootlik, onwelvoeglik of skadelik is nie. As jy dink ons nie aan die aanlyn kode voldoen nie, kan jy die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika verwittig. Rig klagtes aan die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika, posbus 412365 Craig Hall 2024 of stuur die e-pos aan bccsa@nabsa.co.za. Vir verdere inligting besoek www.bccsa.co.za.
AgriScoops word met trots geborg deur Rentec, jou betroubare en kundige solaarvennoot vir al jou boerdery se unieke sonkragoplossings. Hallo, ek is Edie Goldberg en is aangeskakel by AgriScoops, die middelpunt tussen die boer en die verbruiker. Ons gesels vandag oor die hidroliese aangedrewe pomp, toerusting wat noodsaaklik is vir plaasveiligheid en brandbestryding. Maar soos oudergewoonte kyk ons eers na die landbou nuushooftrekke. Die Suid-Afrikaanse Suikerriet Kwekersvereniging versoek president Cyril Ramaphosa en kabinetsministers om in te gryp voor Tongaat Hulett se voorlopige likwidasieverhoor vandag. Produsente waarsku dat sou die maatskappy sluit, sowat 18,000 suikerrietboere sonder verwerkingsfasiliteite gelaat kan word. Soveel as 40,000 landelike werksgeleenthede word ook bedreig. Die land begin vandag met 'n landwyse inentingsveldtog teen Buck and Closure. Dit skop in KwaZulu-Natal af met 1 miljoen dosisse wat uit Argentinië ingevoer is. Die departement van landbou sê dit is die grootste enkele versending van BKS-enstof wat nog ingevoer is. Die veldtog vorm deel van die regering se 10-jaar strategie om die nasionale kudde te beskerm en sal eers op hoë risikogebiede fokus. Die minister van landbou, John Steenhuisen, sal die program amptelik by 'n suiwelplaas naby Mooi Rivier bekendstel. Ons gesels met die bemarkingsbestuurder by KM Hydraulic Solutions, Michael Mayer. Hy verduidelik waarom die hidroliese aangedrewe pomp tradisionele toerusting vervang. Michael, om af te skop, vir iemand wat steeds 'n standaard meganiese trekker PTO aandrywing gebruik om 'n waterpomp te dryf, kan jy verduidelik hoe werk 'n hidroliese aangedrewe pomp?
Think of it as liquid power. Instead of a spinning metal PTO shaft, you simply connect two flexible hoses to your tractor's hydraulic remotes. When you shift the lever in the cab, the oil flows through the hoses to a hydraulic motor that spins your water pump really fast. It's a closed system that turns your tractor engine power into high pressure water flow without any exposed moving parts.
Waarom maak boere die oorskakeling van petrolpompe na hidrolika?
It's all about flexibility, reliability, and safety. The PTO shafts are rigid and break down if you turn too tight. This can easily happen in a runaway fire where farm roads have limited turning space. So if the fire jumps, then you have to turn your tractor really sharp, and that's when your PTO shaft can break. Reliability is key in firefighting applications. As comparison with hydraulically operated equipment, power availability is instant at a shift of a lever. Most importantly, hydraulic pumps are safe to use. There's no spinning shaft to catch your clothes or a limb. It's a plug and play power that you can mount anywhere on your rig, so you have a bit more flexibility in terms where you can mount your pump on your water tanker.
En waarvoor moet 'n boer oplet wanneer hy 'n pomp vir sy spesifieke opstelling kies?
The biggest factor is your tractor hydraulic flow rate. Different model pumps have application-specific input requirements. At K-Hydraulics, we have three main models. The single stage, which is the yellow pump, which is the entry-level pump, requires a minimum flow rate of 35 liters per minute at 185 bars. That particular pump can spray roughly about 35 meters. Then we have the red pump, which is the twin-wide pump. For higher performance, it needs a flow rate of 45 liters a minute at 185 bars. That pump can spray up to 45 meters. Then what we have what we call the BB cast iron pump, which is our big big blue cast iron pump. It's our powerhouse for timbers or sugarcane fires, requiring a minimum flow rate of 60 to 80 liters per minute. It's important to check your tractor's manual first. Matching the flow rate ensures you get the maximum pressure when every second counts during firefighting.
En dit was die bemarkingsbestuurder by KM Hydraulic Solutions, Michael Meyer. Dankie dat jy vandag by ons ingeskakel het. AgriScoops word met trots geborg deur Rentec. www.rentec.co.za vir jou kraggemoedsrus deur geakkrediteerde sonkragspesialiste.